What must I do to be saved? The experiences of God's servants as prisoners and their guard. The question, "What must I do to be saved?" was asked by a prison's guard on duty. He addressed Paul and Silas with it when in life-fearing circumstances. The story is recorded in the New Testament book of Acts, chapter 16. It is God alone who saved his servants, rescuing them from prison. Having Jesus in the heart, they were filled with love, peace, and gratitude. This post explores the situation the jailkeeper was at when he asked to be saved. Additionally, it explains the scriptural answer to this question. Table of contents. 1. Showing the way of salvation. 2. From what did the jailkeeper make the inquiry to be saved? 3. Longing for the salvation of the apostles. 4. In conclusion. Showing the way of salvation. When still in Philippi, Paul and Silas were followed by women with a spirit of divination. She brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Acts 16 verse 16. Nevertheless, she was telling the truth about them. These men are the servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us the way of salvation. Acts 16 verse 17. But, by her influence, she was strengthening idolatry. Additionally, she was distracting the minds of the people from the teachings of the apostles. As powered by Satan, she has used his methods of mixing truth with errors. This has been Satan's way of deceiving people since the creation. Paul cast out of her the demon, saying to the evil spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out the same hour. Acts 16 verse 18. By doing this, he got himself and Silas into trouble. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas. And drew them into the marketplace unto the magistrates and said, "They teach customs, which are not lawful for us to receive, nor to observe, being Romans." And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison. The jailer, having received a charge to keep them, made their feet fast in the stocks. Acts 16 verses 19 through 24. From what did the jailkeeper make the inquiry to be saved? And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed, and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Acts 16 verse 25. Prisoners marveled and asked themselves who these men could be. Though cold, hungry, and tortured, they could yet rejoice. The jailkeeper had seen their swollen and bleeding wounds when they were let in. Additionally, he had caused their feet to be fastened in the stocks. So, he had expected to hear bitter groans and curses. But, he instead heard songs of joy and praise. With these sounds in his ears, he had fallen into a sleep. He was awakened suddenly by the earthquake and the shaking of the prison's walls. Terrified by death for failing duty, the jailer saw that all the prison doors were open. The fear that the prisoners had escaped flashed upon him. He remembered the explicit charge that Paul and Silas had been entrusted to his care. He saw the death as the penalty of his apparent failure to act according to his duties and responsibilities. He felt it was better for him to die by his own hand. He would not submit to a disgraceful execution. He was about to kill himself, but Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Acts 16 verse 28. Everyone was in his place. They were restrained by the power of God exerted through one fellow prisoner. Right after hearing the voice of Paul, his way of thinking changed. He began to connect the dots. Thus he realized that it was a supernatural intervention in the events of 1. The great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. 2. Immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosened. 3. All prisoners were in their individually designated places. 4. No one took advantage of their liberation and attacked him in revenge. The ultimate salvation from death caused by sin. The jailer dropped his sword. Then he called for a light, and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas. Acts 16 verse 29. This was the way he asked for their forgiveness. Not so long ago, he was ready to take his own life. He believed that the prisoners had escaped. But now this seemed of little consequence compared with the new fear that came to his mind. He thought that God manifested his wrath in the earthquake. Additionally, he knew that God had saved their lives in a miraculous way. And he wanted to have the same peace and cheerfulness shown by the apostles under suffering and abuse. Furthermore, they didn't retaliate to the severity with which the jailer had treated them. They had the Spirit of Jesus. Their conduct demonstrated that they have the one peace, which only Christ can give. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, I give it unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14 verse 27. 2. Assurance of the ultimate salvation from the eternal death. This death is brought to each and every one of us in this world by sin. Additionally, receiving the gift of eternal life through God's beloved Son. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3 verse 16. Longing for the salvation of the apostles. Apostles' hearts were filled with the love of their Savior. They had no room for animosity against their persecutors. The keeper of the prison brought them out. The words of the Spirit-possessed woman came forcefully to his mind. These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And he said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Acts 16 verse 30. With humility, he asked the apostles to show him the way of salvation. It is also the way of eternal life. They answered, Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And they spoke unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. He took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. Acts 16 verses 31 through 33. The apostles met opposition and persecution in Philippi. But God intervened on their behalf. Additionally, the conversion of the prison guard and his household atoned for the disgrace and suffering they had endured. The news of their unjust imprisonment and miraculous deliverance became known through all that region. Paul's work at Philippi resulted in the establishment of a church. His willingness to suffer for Christ's sake exerted a deep and lasting influence upon the converts. In conclusion, so, the answer to the question, what must one do to be saved, is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Acts 16 verse 31. It was given by the servants of God, Paul and Silas, to their prison guard. God delivered them and saved their lives in a miraculous way. At the same time, the jailkeeper went through a fearful experience. This led him to see in contrast the love, peace, and gratitude. The apostles received them from the loving God they served. So, the jailer's question revealed his desire to have this life. He wanted to be saved from his deadly fears in this life and for eternity.